just steady, dependable. He just is one of those guys. He does his job. Not going to make a ton of flashy plays, but there's just that hidden effect of he's not only doing his job, but he's helping other guys as far as understanding formations and what we could potentially get. Just the on-field communication when he's out there is ramped up a notch. And then I just think he does a good job for us with our young guys, helping them prepare. Him and Dante both, I think, bring that veteran presence, guys that have been in the league a long time, the professionalism. So I just think it's he's brought to this team what we anticipated he would bring when we brought him here. He was very limited, and then we'll have a better sense tomorrow because we'll work him out in the morning, just kind of see where he is, and then could even be one where it gets to game day as well. So we're still just trying to work through more logistics with him and how we're gonna handle it and treat it. And we're hopeful he can go, but we're prepared either way. Yeah, I mean all those hits are look at each individual case. So I think it would be hard to kind of broad stroke it because a lot of those hits occur when the receiver anticipates getting hit and he puts his head down when the defender has already lowered his target. You see a lot of hits that way. So I think that would be difficult to do because it truly would be on a case by case thing. Yeah, there's no substitute for the game. So he looked solid again today. We ramped him up a little bit more, which was a little bit more difficult just because of Friday practice is so much more condensed, and we wanted to trim things back, being on the turf 3 days. But I think it's just a natural progression that he's going through. I haven't heard. I've had a lot of people there, a lot of friends that I have still there that have. We've texted back and forth, and they've sent me pictures of what they're going through, but I haven't heard anything official as far as I just know what Russ Brandon said yesterday, that it would take a major effort to have it clear because I do know they're facing potential flooding with rain and warmer temperatures this weekend. When Monday comes, I'm sure we'll turn our eyes that direction and kind of see where we are with it. Yeah, I think we'll have to wait and kind of see where Jabal is and play it by ear. I think Ming's ready to go. He's gotten the vast majority of the reps in practice. So I know we're prepared to go that way, and I think we've built it that whatever reps that we get from Jabal would be more of a luxury than a necessity.